The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news and what to make of it all. This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The president has made a very serious accusation. He has said everybody who believes in showing an ID before you vote is a racist. Not an honest disagreement. You are a racist.
Biden is to healing what a surgeon's dirty scalpel is to a patient, which is the point. Unification isn't the goal. Conflict is.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Boy, do we have a lot of things to cover on this Thursday, April the 8th. I'm glad you're with us. I want you to keep the number handy because you're going to want to jump on board like so many did yesterday. Congratulations to everybody who got a free MyPillow yesterday for calling the show. That was just yesterday. Can't give away any more free pillows. But if you want to order the MyPillow, you want to order the MySlippers, you know what to do. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Proudly presenting our text line, portions of our show, and another adventure here on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. I see this story as we're powering through some interesting medical issues. And, I promise we're not going to spend all day on this. But I have had these mysterious abdominal pains for about a week or two. Pretty bad. Went to the hospital the other day. Doctors trying to figure it out. They think there's an infection here or there. They don't exactly know. And then I see this story, 13 people at a COVID-19 vaccination site in Colorado had adverse reactions to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, shutting down operations for the day. Officials didn't disclose the types of reactions suffered by the 13 people. Now, 13 people is nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. It's less than 1% of the 1,700 people who got shots at Dick's Sporting Goods in Commerce City. I just hope I don't find out that those adverse reactions included mysterious groin and abdominal pain, because that's what I've been having for the better part of a week or two, and all I could think of is I got the doggone Johnson & Johnson shot about 3 weeks ago. Many of you have brought it up. I know it. Many of you have suggested it. I get it. I've told you I'm not going to tell you to get the vaccine. I'm not going to tell you not to get the vaccine. And the good news is there's not going to be a vaccine requirement or mandate to travel, apparently, by the government. There's not going to be any kind of a mandatory expectation that the government is going to have, according to the government so far. That's what the Biden administration is saying. I don't know if I believe it. What cut number is that? I mean, so far, so good. And I got to believe that despite some people saying that a vaccine passport is a good idea, here's cut number 8. Here's the America's Surgeon General making sure we know, this is Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General, the government will not require a vaccine or even issue a vaccine passport.
So what the White House has said and the administration has emphasized is that the government will not be requiring or issuing vaccine credentials. And that's important to know. Now, the private sector has certainly launched a number of initiatives to try to develop some sort of credential system whereby people can attest to and confirm that they were vaccinated. And what the government and the administration really believes is that if the private sector is going to do that, that there need to be strict standards to ensure that people are protected, that their privacy is protected, And also to ensure that these are accessible to everyone and not only available to those who have economic needs.
Now, I'm not a fan of the Biden administration. I fought hard to make sure Joe Biden didn't get elected. I tried with all of my might. I traveled to Georgia to help the Georgia Senate races any way I could. But that's welcome news. We need to look at good news when we get it from this executive action wielding, you know, facts be damned, blind to the border crisis administration. There's a lot of problems with this administration. This administration has got a lot to deal with, and there's a lot of issues. But frankly, I feel relieved that they are at least acknowledging the concerns of millions of people over privacy issues regarding this vaccine passport idea. It's no secret that the airlines are sort of flirting with the idea, and private businesses are going to be allowed to require proof of vaccination, whether we like it or not. If you don't like it, you don't have to participate and go to that business. And that's your right as an American. And I have said this from day one. Privacy rights ought to matter. They ought to be HIPAA, medical privacy, that is in many ways thrown out the window with COVID. If you get COVID, you're supposed to tell the world because it's a, you know, it's a contagious virus. You can give it to other people. And I've never suggested to you that COVID is a hoax, a walk in the park. There are people in my life right now who are struggling with COVID. And I am confident they're going to pull through, but this has been very, very rough for millions and millions of people all over the world. And, you know, you can't convince me that this is just the flu and it's just normal and everything's fine. It's not. We've gotten a lot better at this, a lot better treatment. And yes, there's a lot of people getting vaccinated. And I would suggest it. I would also tell you, I have no idea if these mysterious abdominal pains I'm getting have anything to do with the vaccine. It probably doesn't. They did find something on the stupid CAT scan and the MRI and the ultrasound. Some kind of duct in my plumbing system, you know, down by the prostate that has an infection or some fluid. I don't get it. They've explained it to me. I don't understand it. I know they don't think the pain that I have right now should be manifesting the way it is, even from what they found. Now they're talking about another MRI. Do you know what it's like to slide into that big, huge metal canister and feel like you're in a casket with the clanging and the banging and the noise? And I said to my doctor last night, well, my friends are telling me something about an open MRI. He goes, well, there's a trade. And I like my doctor. I've got some great doctors. I got a doctor in the Tampa, St. Pete area who's helped me, Dr. Bill Handelman, who is so good. And I can't get into medical issues, but I will tell you that there are people I know whose lives he has saved. And he's a great guy. He is a great guy. And he helped me immensely last week. I will be forever indebted to Dr. Bill Handelman. He's got a great radio show on the weekends on our flagship in Tampa, St. Pete, AM 860, The Answer. And he knows his stuff. So, you know, I'll go back to Dr. Bill. Maybe he's got some ideas. Maybe he's got, and he, listen, I don't think he's made any secret. He is an advocate for the vaccine. He believes you get the first vaccine you can get. That's the only way we're going to get out of this pandemic. And I know the vast majority of people not only will survive COVID, but will survive the vaccine. I just don't. I have gone a year and a half in such good health. I've lost 60 pounds. I take my Balance of Nature. I take my Relief Factor. I take some vitamins. I have felt great. You ought to see me doubled over with my stupid abdominal pain. I'm starting to have a deep appreciation for what the female species goes through. I mean, my goodness. I don't know what the heck. So I'm propped up now. I got my feet propped up. Robert, I went over the weekend. This is what I am at 61. And by the way, I had the best birthday yesterday. I had everybody. I got so many cool things from loved ones and friends and coworkers. Everybody on my team, except Eric Hansen, gave me something for my birthday. And that's wonderful. Anna brought in cupcakes. Derek sent me a Chipotle gift card. Pavlina sent me an edibles fruit basket, which I have here in the studio with me. The radio station created a song for me and gathered with these, oh my gosh, these honeybird, whatever they call them, hummingbird cupcakes to die for. They were so good. They all got to gather with everybody. So everybody except Eric Hansen acknowledged my birthday yesterday, which was amazing. Now, who's been with me the longest? Who's been with me since the very beginning? Well, that would be Eric Hansen. And strangely, not a thing from him. So I don't want to guilt him or shame him or anything. In fact, Eric, why don't you come over to the microphone for just a moment before we take some calls? And I get everybody now, and I might be in Alex Jones territory here. I might need to be in the biggest conspiracy. And speaking of Alex Jones, did you see him go to the border and stop? There's a video that's gone viral of him stopping a guy, shoving a whole bunch of migrant kids in the back of a car. I mean, my goodness, that was heroic what Alex and his crew did with this with these migrants. Check it out online. Eric Hansen, how long we've been together? When did you start working for me?
22 years.
22 years ago, you start working?
Like April 1st.
Okay, 22 years yep. You've been on Team Gallagher. That's pretty amazing. Of course, so you've been with me since I was, let's see, that would have been, I was 43, right, when I started?
No.
When you started?
No, you were 38.
Well, 38, 48, 58. Yeah, that's right. So I was 38 yeah. years old when you started working on Team Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
Here I sit at age 60.
One.
61, I mean. That was yesterday. Crippled. I'm in agony. I still love my job so much, and I got to connect with my listeners so much that nothing can stop me. My feet are propped up on the antique footstool that I bought over the weekend for $95 at an antique like flea marketplace. So Lord knows what's on this stool. But I've got my feet up, and I'm good. Pavlina, edibles. Derek, Chipotle gift card. How clever was that? Anna with cupcakes. The radio station singing songs. Peggy and Joey sent me monogram towels and these cool tumblers and all this cool stuff. Any reason you haven't gotten around to anything for me?
And this is actually true. I saw something online that I wanted to get, and it wasn't available. And I'm trying to see if I can find it somewhere else.
So you're like my kids. You're like my kids. Dad, I wanted to get you something for your birthday, but I'm still working on it.
Well, no, I have an idea, and if I can't find it, I've been looking for it all week, and actually started looking over the weekend, and if I can't find it in the next couple of days, I'll just send you something boring.
Wait a minute. But do you know when what is the date of my birth?
It's this week.
What, this week?
Yeah,
oh, maybe.
It's
what, like
the
tomorrow?
The 7th or the 8th. I think it's the 7th.
Oh, 7th or the 8th. I think it's the 7th. I
think
it was yesterday.
The 7th.
23 years. That's all right. That's fine. That's okay. I'm all right. I'll get over it.
Hey, listen, who has your back?
Well, I need somebody to have my front right now. No, hate to break
that,
it to you.
That can't be
I don't
me.
Mean
Sorry.
That the way that sounds. It's
out.
Abdominal pain. You know what I mean. Goodbye. All right. Thank you, Eric, and I love you. And I'm teasing because I forget. And you know what's ironic? I forget my kids' birthdays, and then it's always a bunch of drama. I forget my close friends' birthdays. A couple years ago, I got a long letter from one of my best friends telling me how hurt they were that I forgot their birthday. So the one who, what is it? The one who cries loudest is usually the guilty one. 1-800-655-MIKE. We got a lot to tackle to get together. 20 minutes past the hour. Did you hear the cause of death for the 5 people who were killed by Trump supporters? That's all we heard, right? From the media? Turns out that isn't quite what the medical examiner announced yesterday. We've got that and a whole lot more. But we want you to join us and weigh in. Listen, have you heard any? Listen to the text message. The MyPillow text line from South Carolina. Hey, Mike, you're not in Alex Jones territory. My mom had the vaccine. A couple weeks afterward, she started with abdominal pains that they can't figure out what they are. That sounds familiar. Thank you, Texter. You're going to throw me into a complete tailspin. 1-800-655-MIKE. Call, text, or join us here on this Thursday, April 8th episode. I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike, since Major League Baseball is so offended about being required to show an ID before voting, does that mean anybody now can buy an alcoholic beverage at a baseball game?
Hey, Mike, this might sound simplistic, but Georgia should have a GoFundMe page. There's way over 100 million people in America that disagree with this nonsense, and if everybody just chipped in a dollar, they would regain their revenue.
There is a lot of nonsense going on in America. Do you know how many times we were told that five people were killed on January 6th? You know, I've shared with you this week how some of the people who participated in the riot on January 6th are still rotting in jail. They're in the D.C. jail, which is supposedly one of the most decrepit, awful jails in America. Now, I don't know how many Black Lives Matter rioters are still in jail, but evidently a lot of the people from January 6th are. Do you know how many times we were told five people were killed? Did you hear the news about what the medical examiner said was the cause of death for these people? I've got those details for you next. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
You know, Republicans drink Coca-Cola too, and we fly, and we like baseball. Taking a position on a highly incendiary issue like this and punishing a community or a state because you don't like a particular law they passed, I just think it's stupid.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
He's so right. Now, what position are you going to take after you've been told by the mainstream media that you support a president whose supporters murdered five people on Capitol Hill on January 6th. You remember it, right? Last night on Fox News on Tucker Carlson's show, this montage should remind us exactly what we were told in the days and weeks after the riots on January 6th on Capitol Hill.
President Trump is getting the wall, a wall, I should say, built at taxpayer expense, but this one is being built overnight around the U.S. Capitol to protect it from Trump supporters. The FBI director warning about an extensive amount of online chatter that calls for more violence. Five people, of course, killed in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, and it is becoming increasingly clear it could have even been worse.
He's still yet to properly talk about the five killed at the Capitol.
Well, America's not going to forget that five people were killed, including a Capitol right. police officer killed on the grounds that day. It simply happened.
We've seen five people killed at the Capitol. We must hold people accountable no matter what title they hold.
So who gets held accountable for perpetuating the lie that five people were killed? Yesterday, the medical examiner in Washington, D.C. revealed the cause of death of the five people. We know the one person who was killed was Ashley Babbitt, who was shot dead by law enforcement. 35-year-old Ashley Babbitt was fatally shot by a Capitol Police officer. Now, you heard CNN, pretty sure that was Allison Camerota, the Trump-hating CNN anchor, say, well, you know, Trump's getting his wall. The wall's being built to protect the Capitol from Trump supporters because Trump supporters killed five people. That was their narrative. Yesterday, the Washington, D.C. medical examiner released the causes of death. Two civilians who died of natural causes. They had heart disease and they had a heart attack. A third succumbed to amphetamine intoxication. She had a drug overdose. So, of the five people whose deaths have been attributed to January 6th, the only one we know for sure was killed by the events of January 6th is Ashley Babbitt. We still don't know how Officer Brian Sicknick died. Now, the media has barely said a word about the medical examiner's bombshell announcement yesterday. The autopsies have been released. Kevin Greeson, 55, of Athens, Alabama. Your sympathies and condolences go out to the family of Kevin Greeson. He died of cardiovascular disease. He had a heart attack. Benjamin Phillips, 50 years old, of Ringtown, PA. He died of natural causes due to cardiovascular disease. Now, what about Roseanne Boylan, 34, Kennesaw, Georgia? She got trampled, right? Remember they showed her on the steps? And I kept thinking, doesn't look like she's being trampled, but that's what they said. She was trampled. No, she didn't. She had a drug overdose. She died of accidental acute amphetamine intoxication. Now, how about that? How about the fact that what you heard from a vicious mainstream media over and over again was a complete and bald-faced lie? And I want to know what the world is going to do if it is revealed, and I know it's a big if. I have no idea how Officer Brian Sicknick died the day after January 6th. Apparently he collapsed and died the next day, January 7th. Horrible. Just as the other deaths are horrible. But were they killed by the Trump supporters? Apparently the only person killed was a Trump supporter. Unreal. Unreal. Can I get your reaction to this, please? 1-800-655-MIKE. 1-800-655-6453. My goodness, what do you make of this bombshell revelation that the people who died on January 6th died of natural causes or a drug overdose? The one person who we still don't know. And do you think for 1 minute they don't know how Brian Sicknick died? Do you think for 1 second they don't know what the cause of death was for Officer Brian? Of course they know. Why aren't they telling us? I have an idea. I got a hunch. 1-800-655-MIKE. Your voice, your call, your perspective coming up here on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. I hope you join us because I got to get your reaction to this. It is extraordinary. It is epic. It is epic. 800-655-MIKE. Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. I love telling you about the one and only Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship Home Loans. Great guys, great folks. The numbers are low right now on mortgage rates, but the time to save big could be slipping away because you know what's going to happen? Rates are going to rise. Rates are going to go up. With new administration, you know the Biden administration and the tax cuts. I mean, the tax increases are going to hit us right between the eyes. If you've been considering a cash-out refinance, it's time to call these great folks. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, or online, just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. It's time to talk. It's time to get the ball rolling. Call Fellowship Home Loans, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, or fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home. Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Off to your phone calls. We'll start with Paul. Paul, welcome aboard. How are you?
Hi. Tucker Carlson said, like with Ashley Babbitt, that the coroner registered that as a homicide.
Yes. The medical examiner, of course, well, she was shot and killed. That doesn't mean, incidentally, a homicide can result from a lawful police action. It's just that the cause of death means that she was killed.
But how come we don't know the cop that shot her, like in all the other instances and all across the country before, right away, the cop's identified? You know what I mean?
Every time, except this time. They still don't know who. He still hasn't been identified. How can that be?
But it's just a double standard. You know what I'm saying?
You bet.
Just like with everything. You know what I mean? Thanks, Mike.
You're right. Thank you. Good to hear from you, Paul. 800-655 Mike Joseph, you're up. Hi, Joseph.
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to point out, you know, the whole we need to believe the medical examiner. I'm 100% we do need to believe the medical examiner, but why the contradiction and why the listen to the medical examiner this time on this specific case when the medical examiner's report of George Floyd is a fentanyl overdose? Where are we on that? Why ain't nobody touching that?
Well, everybody's touching that. It's. I mean, they've brought it up in the trial repeatedly. Are you following the trial? They're talking about the drugs he had in his system, and the witness who thought he heard him say, "I ate drugs," and then somebody else said, "Well, no, he said I ain't taking drugs." But the fentanyl in his system hasn't been avoided. Why would you doubt the medical examiner from the District of Columbia? Hello? All right, I don't know where you went. All right, Tommy, you're up. Hey, Tommy, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. I was actually at the Capitol building in the peaceful protest, and I was right beside a gentleman that actually collapsed, one of the five that lost their life. I did CPR on him. I know he was not killed. He died of natural causes.
Well, the medical examiner confirmed that. Again, the D.C. medical examiner said the three people, because remember there were three people who died in addition to Officer Sicknick and Ashley Babbitt. And everybody was like, well, how did they die? What happened? And the one girl supposedly got trampled. No, she had a drug overdose. The other two died of natural causes. And Tommy, it sounds like you were there. So let me talk to you a little bit about being there, because you got to help me out here. Because I've said over and over again, the vast majority of people who went were peaceful, were not rioting, were not fighting with cops, were not assaulting cops. Did you enter the Capitol building at any point, Tommy?
No, sir. Good. We did not.
Good.
But
good.
I was close enough to see the gates being taken down and the protesters invited into the Capitol building.
Right.
I was close enough to witness that.
Yep. Well, I saw a lot of that video. Of course, we also saw a lot of video of protesters knocking barricades down and fighting with the officers. So, I mean,
yes,
it sounds like there were a couple hundred people that turned violent, and there were probably thousands of people like you who wouldn't have dreamed of turning violent. Is that fair?
That's correct. Yes, sir. Absolutely. We were actually singing God Bless America, and I noticed some individuals taking rubber bullets while we were actually singing.
Right.
I was actually, at one point, I was close to the outside restroom facilities, and it was tear gas shot into that facility,
right,
dispersing everyone around there.
I got to ask you something. Do you think it dawns, are people going to be sufficiently outraged at this revelation that the narrative that Trump supporters killed five people has been a bald-faced lie, and yesterday it was refuted, and the media is barely touching it? Do you think people are going to be righteously angry about this, or is it going to be ignored?
Well, I would hope that they would be righteously outraged at it. However, right now, all your major media outlets are not letting anybody know about it.
I know. It's absolutely
social media.
It's like a blackout. It's like the media blackout this should be the front page story, the big lead story. Oh, we were wrong. Five people weren't killed on January 6th. But see, if they report on that very loudly, then the whole narrative gets turned on its ear. And maybe this wasn't the insurrection on a level of Pearl Harbor, like many of them said it was. Remember Chuck Schumer? Didn't he compare January 6th to the day the Japanese dropped bombs on Pearl Harbor? Five people killed? Nope. But that story is used to advance a narrative. What a bunch of crooks. What a bunch of corrupt incompetence. We're going to continue. More of your calls coming up. 800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. Horrifying story, incidentally, out of South Carolina, just hearing the news. A former NFL player shot and killed a doctor, his wife, his two grandchildren, before turning the gun on himself. Horrifying scene in South Carolina. Philip Adams, who played with the Seattle Seahawks and the New York Jets, opened fire late yesterday afternoon in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And we know Rock Hill well. We got a lot of listeners in Rock Hill. Obviously, a horrible, horrible tragedy that is rocking the Rock Hill community right now. And that's praying for healing and comfort to everybody who is having to deal with that tragedy. There's a lot more coming up. We are here with you on a Thursday, April the 8th, 2021. Thanks so much for your love, your support, and being a part of the Mike Gallagher Show.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play the Mike Gallagher Show.
Hello, Mike. This is turning into a North Korea-style media propaganda. If good people don't stand up soon, the old adage of too little, too late will be a fact.
I am really disgusted with the mainstream media and their malreporting, and who's supposed to hold them accountable?
This is outrageous. This is outrageous. Cut three. Play the montage again. In fact, we ought to edit the montage. Let's hold off. Let's edit the montage. I don't want to hear Allison Camerota yammering about Trump and his wall. I want to hear in one concise file, five people were killed. Five people were killed. Five people were killed. That's what I want to hear. And we're going to play this for you today. I might play it all day long because the medical examiner just refuted all of that. Only one person killed, apparently, the Trump supporter. Do you know how are you considering how outrageous this is? Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm wrong. How in the world did Officer Sicknick die? Don't we have a right, if we have a right to know about these other four people, if you're just joining us, the people who died, autopsies released, two of them had heart disease and died of natural causes. The third had a drug overdose. The fourth is Ashley Babbitt, and the fifth is Brian Sicknick. Five people were not killed by Trump supporters on January 6th. A total, bald-faced, disgusting lie. Are they going to apologize? Man, oh man. How much more are we going to put up with? Joan, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Joan.
Hi. In regards to Officer Sicknick, they did an autopsy. They usually have results within a day or two. Following that, I'm sure the family has had the results. What is being held back from the public?
Well, the family is on record as saying they don't know either why he died. That's what's so amazing. How could the family not know, Joan? By now.
That's hard to believe. I'm a retired nurse. I understand what autopsies do.
Right.
You have one, and within hours, you have results.
Well,
cause of death.
They release the autopsy results, essentially, of these other people. I mean, yesterday, they released the cause of death. Here's cut five. This is Tucker Carlson last night pointing out the obvious. Only one person was killed.
Yeah, the insurrectionists killed five people, except they didn't. That was a total lie. They knew it was a lie. There was never any evidence it was true, but everyone swallowed it. Today, Washington, D.C.'s chief medical examiner, Dr. Francisco Diaz, released the manner of death of the five people who were murdered at the Capitol on January 6th. Here's what he found. Only one person actually was a homicide victim. That was Ashley Babbitt. She was a protester. Two other individuals, Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips, died of heart attacks. A fourth person, Roseanne Boyland, died of a drug overdose, amphetamines. No cause of death was provided for the death of Officer Brian Sicknick.
Wow. Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. I want to let you take time to absorb all of this because we have a whole lot to tackle here on this Thursday. Are vaccine passports a radical idea? Some of the big TV stars think it's a great idea. We'll give you a chance to weigh in as we continue on this busy episode. Our number, as always, is 800-655-MIKE. Feel free to text me your comments on the MyPillow text line.